We're back in our study through the Gospel of John. And we're in a section of John chapter 5 where Jesus is bringing witnesses to the witness stand who verify his deity. And the next witness that Jesus mentions, he mentions for the sake of the Pharisees. He says, "You sent to John the Baptist, and he has borne witness to the truth." In other words, you guys were looking for someone to verify me, and you sent out examiners to John the Baptist. You thought John was a credible witness, or else you wouldn't have bothered with him like you did, and he pointed to me. John was a burning and shining lamp. His testimony was undeniable. You couldn't possibly miss what he was saying about me. He was speaking the truth. There hadn't been a prophet to come from God and speak for God in 400 years, and then John the Baptist shows up on the scene. You verify him as a prophet, but you don't listen to his testimony. And then, not only John the Baptist, guys, but what about these miracles? They witness and testify about me. Even one of your own has come to me and said, "We know that you have come from God because no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Do you find it strange that these Pharisees, they never dispute Jesus' miracles, but only that he performed them on the Sabbath? The last witness that Jesus calls to the stand to testify to his nature for the sake of those around him is the scripture itself. This was a big witness because the Pharisees prided themselves on knowing and studying and searching out the scriptures. But look at the testimony of scripture. It says, "You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is they that bear witness about me." So get what Jesus is saying. The Old Testament, the only scripture available at the time, was a witness to and spoke of Jesus the Christ. The Old Testament scripture pointed to the person and nature of Jesus. The Old Testament prepared people for the Messiah. How do you not see Jesus being foreshadowed in the Old Testament? Well, today we have witnesses. We have the same witnesses. We have the prophetic word that points to Jesus. All of Scripture is about the need for and the work of Jesus for his people and through his people. Jesus' miracles are still a testimony to the person of Jesus because his works were done in a historical setting, the greatest of all the works being his resurrection. Over 500 people saw the resurrected Christ. 500 people don't all hallucinate the same thing. 500 people cannot keep a lie going all of their lives. Eyewitnesses, men, do not give their lives over to martyrdom for something they know is not true. The work of the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ is the greatest witness we have. But it's not the only witness. Believers have the witness of the Holy Spirit confirming them, and unbelievers have the witness of the Holy Spirit convicting them. If you're in that place today, we want you and pray that you will turn your eyes upon Jesus. As you pray today, please remember Nathan Brewer and his family, our missionaries in Oklahoma. And also remember the Nyakyusa LifeWord broadcast heard throughout Malawi and Tanzania.